listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to hour two of the show, Fox Sports Sunday. LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Mike Harmon is taking the day off. Much needed R&R. Enjoy it, bro. A spirited first hour. We are charging into the second hour. We are keeping it Olympics for now. But there's a lot going on. We'll talk more about, can the decision that Bowles and Richards shape the future of Olympians and the approach of it? We're going to get to that at some point. We're going to talk Sha'Carri here in a few moments. Mike McCarthy, he has a new approach taking place in Dallas involving one of his lead players. We'll get to that as well. So many topics, so many things to get to. What an interesting morning. How you feeling, bro? Hour one down. How you feeling?
I'm good to go, baby.
All right. Okay, good. I usually sit in the passenger seat on Sundays, TJ, and I enjoy the fact that Mike drives the hell out of the show, and it gives me that little bit of time to learn. And
so when listen. You say he drives the show, he just talks the whole time?
No, not that he talks the whole time, but he talks a lot.
He talks all the time.
He sets it up. He gives a great perspective, and all I have to do is...
So he needed to rest his voice today.
Because I give him a whole lot of work to do. Well, I guess, yeah, you're right. Yeah, because I just give the expert opinion. Like, yes, Mike, from a former player's point of view, that is correct or that is incorrect or I disagree with
that.
What
do y'all call him on the show?
What? The driver.
The driver.
Yeah,
Swollen Dome, right?
Yeah, Swollen Dome.
Oh, that's what I thought.
We call him Quadzilla too.
He got to let all that out. He got to let all that out of his dome. So
he does, the Swollen Dome. And you can follow him at Swollen Dome as well. And then you can get you. Where are you at on IG?
TJ Hoosh 84.
There you go.
Hey, man, I wish I could swim like these water polo people, man. They got people dragging on them, and they don't drown. Somebody drag on me like and grab on me like that in the water, I'm drowning.
You remember when we was on the vacation dip and Trish threw me into the water?
Yes.
I thought I was going to die, and I knew she was going to jump on my head.
Trish is his wife.
I had to get up out of the way. Because
She threw him in the water, and he couldn't even do anything about it. He tried to fight her. Was not happening.
Yeah, messed up my lighter and everything, man. That'll mess up your day. If you only got one lighter and somebody messes up your lighter.
It's a good thing you ain't had your phone in your hand.
Or your cell phone, yeah, something to that effect. It was not very nice. It was not kind. I was bullied, and I thought I was going to die because, well, I can swim, but I just can't swim under duress. I don't know. Like, I would not be the one that would be a superhero and jump into an ocean and try to save somebody.
I can swim, and I'm with you on that. I swim good enough not to drown in a pool. In the ocean, I'm done.
Yeah, I swam good enough to get the hell out of the way and get over to the wall and get my hand on the wall before she jumped on my head. But anyways, I digress. Let's jump into this Sha'Carri Richardson's post-mortem of the 100 meters taking place. Obviously, Jamaica crushed it, having taken 1, 2, and 3 in 100 meters on Saturday, yesterday. Elaine Thompson, how you say it? Hurrah?
I believe hurrah.
Hurrah. I hope I got it right. She won her second consecutive Olympic gold medal with an Olympic record, 10.61 seconds. That edged Flo Jo's previous mark by a hundredth of a second. They were flying. Shelly Ann Frazier Price, she dropped a 10.74. Sharika Jackson, she dropped a 10.76.
And it's crazy because she's transitioning, Sharika Jackson, from the 400 meters. Mm. Transitioning from the 400 meters and said, let me try this 100. I'm going to go ahead and get this quick bronze medal real quick.
Mm. But noticeably absent from the competition, obviously, was, the American presence. And that American presence would have been one Sha'Carri Richardson. The 21-year-old American, she clinched the U.S. record with a 10.86 at the trials in June. Richardson, though, she, you know, we know the story. She tested positive for weed after the race. It voided the record, and it barred her from competing in Tokyo. So during the situation, watching them run, she tweets out, "Are y'all missing me yet?" And then once it ended and everything was done, she congratulated the ladies that won in the clean sweep and said, "Powerful strong black women dominating the sport." TJ, it took me to the question of how do we react to Sha'Carri Richardson and her approach to, because social media has become such a thing that, you know, there used to be a way of breaking news. Somebody, her phone would have been ringing off of the hook. People would have been trying to call her, get a hold of her, and get quotes from her about what took place. You don't know what context that it's being, you know, put in. That comes down to the person that's doing the report. The only way you would have really been able to know is if somebody would have called her and got her to do an interview on camera, and then you're able to see her and maybe make the judgments based off of what her appearance is. Is she coming across genuine? Is there sarcasm? Whatever. With social media, you really don't necessarily know what the context is. If it's sarcasm, if it's being, you know, just being outlandish or outrageous, and I'm trying to put it in terms where we don't got to dump it, but in a-hole terms, how about that? We just don't know. So as soon as this takes place, are you missing me now? What's your reaction? What's your initial reaction to that? And then, to me, the reason why her doubling down with the powerful black women dominating the sport, that says to me what you mentioned earlier with the way cancel culture is taking place and all of these different things that people are using to support and drive, in some cases, well, bad decisions. So to put that out there, it's like, okay, I'm gonna be what I am with the situation of saying that this is, you know, are y'all missing me now situation. Y'all knew I could have competed, but I ain't there. Then you come back and you want to make sure that nobody's going to destroy you on coming after you and saying, you know, what the obvious is in the situation. So now you employ every black woman that's paying attention into your support group so that if anybody has anything to say about you, you're insulated. Am I reading this wrong? What was your take? Because to me, my initial take was you're taking a shot at somebody, or you're reminding people that you would have been the only one that can compete with these young ladies that were from Jamaica, which, by the way, I don't know that she could have beat them, by the way. In fact, I don't think she would have won that race.
I'm not too sure of that.
I'm not sure she could have won. I don't know. I just think
the competition that she would have faced in the preliminary heats and just the sense of awareness that you need to be at, you know, competition brings it out of you.
It does.
And so I believe she would
have. But that's a lot faster than what she ran.
She would have raised her game. If you watch her in the Olympic trial,
she was letting up.
Yeah, she was letting up.
She pointing and stuff.
Yeah. And so she could have run better.
That's fair.
And so we will never.
I still don't know if she would have been able to beat
her. We will never know.
We'll
never know.
We will never know. That's true.
But I think the, are you missing me yet? It's just, this how I looked at it was the flair and the excitement that she would have brought
to America.
To America. Just in her, just the way she looks and the way she carries herself and the confidence that she walks around with would have been good for TV, good for the sport.
Because that would have matched and mirrored what the Jamaican women.
Yeah,
because they come with the same type of swag and flair.
Yes, and I honestly thought, I'll be honest with you, when I saw the tweet, and I'm not on Twitter, but I read a lot, and I saw, I honestly thought she was being genuine. I really did, because I can't compete. Three black women, they sweep it from the same country, congratulations to you, but y'all know it wouldn't have been like that if I was there. Right. Yeah, that's how I took it. Like, congrats to y'all, but y'all know it wouldn't have went down this way if I was there. That's how I took it. And I went on record. I felt like she should have been allowed to compete. Yeah, she broke a rule, but the rule is archaic, so to speak. It should not be a rule, and I'm almost certain it will no longer be a rule the next Olympic cycle or world championships. But she learned a lesson. I remember going to the rookie symposium. I'm sure you're going to remember these three words when I say them. Choices, decisions, consequences.
Yeah.
And I never forgot those three words from that rookie symposium. I never forgot it. Choices, decisions, and consequences. And you live with them because those are the things that if you make a choice and this is a decision, whatever the consequence is, you got to be willing to live with it because you know it's a consequence that comes with every decision you make. Yeah. And so for me, I thought she was genuine, but I would have liked to seen her race because it's just that excitement when you get to the 100 meters, the 200 meters, the 4x1, the 4x4. Those are the races in track and field, at least for me, that I'm eager to watch. I want to watch.
Of course.
And, kudos to Jamaica, though. You know how fun that is? I don't know if they all practice together, but clean sweep, first, second, and third, that's crazy.
It's amazing. All right, so to me, when I saw the tweet, I immediately thought to myself, why should you have to be in the position to say the obvious? You're damn right we were missing you. You're damn right we wanted to see you compete. I'm sitting there, you know, I got Jamaican ties, so I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it. I'm proud regardless, but I'm already sitting there kind of looking at it from the standpoint of I kind of felt like it would go down. I felt as though I knew the winner was going to be the winner, but how close would it be? It was like when Ben Johnson was racing Carl Lewis. I knew Carl Lewis was going to win, but it was just, could Ben Johnson get him? And then Ben Johnson blows him away, and then we figure out why. Now, which is interesting because that was a performance-enhancing situation. I'm still blown away that Weed is on a performance-enhancing list and that the punishment was as severe as it is in the letter of the law, the rules. But in that moment, I'm still sitting there thinking to myself, like, that's something that you created. There's no getting around in this situation is that you created this situation where you were unable to be able to compete in the Olympics. And now you're reminding us that, yes, we are missing you. Yes, you would have been our representation. Yes, you would have gave us an opportunity to medal, possibly win it. Who knows? And that to me, that can have two types of effects. One could be, yeah, you're right. I agree with you. The rule is, you know, it doesn't match. It doesn't fit. Like, you should be there. And then you have the other people like, it's ridiculous that you would even say anything because you're the reason why you're not there.
You know what happens, though? If you really think about this, her not being allowed to compete, she will, if she can progress and continue to develop in her sport like everybody else does in their sport, this will actually be more beneficial for her professionally and from a financial standpoint because
she can sell weed.
My bad.
I got ahead of myself.
Just the overall
Snoop Dogg's track team.
If they allow her to run,
yeah,
and say she wins a medal, it's all good. They allowed her to run. She won a medal. That's a great job. I'm glad they did the right thing. She didn't get to run. If she comes back in these world championships and does very well, she would have won a gold medal. Oh, she would have done. Her profile grows tremendously because that's all is going to be talked about. It's going to be like she got suspended all over again. What would she have done if she was given a chance to run at the Olympics? Oh, we can't wait to this next Olympic cycle. She's going to dominate. It's actually going to do more for her because it's going to be the what if.
Well, and let's be clear here. More people than you could probably ever imagine. People that you would never assume. Smoke the ooey. Like, let's be clear here. Some people that you would have never suspected. Now, we know TJ does not partake.
That is
true.
We
know that.
No, never smoked anything in my life.
There is a very, very large list. The list of things that TJ hasn't done is way, 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 way larger than the things that he has done, people.
No, when you grew up how I grew up, man, you couldn't get me to do a drug ever.
Guacamole doesn't have anything.
Even a cigarette. I mean, I've never smoked anything. So. A cigar, a cigarette, nothing at all.
But what's your excuse on avocados?
Just because it's green.
We're going to open this up to the callers. 877-996-6369. We want to get your opinion. Was it a good look for Shikari Richardson to come out and have the tweets that she did? What's your take on it? What's your opinion on it? We want to hear from you. You heard from us. You're listening to Fox Sports Sunday. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. We'll be back right after these messages.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Welcome back into the show. This Fox Sports Sunday. LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Mike Harmon's taking a little bit of a break. But TJ, who makes it possible for us to be on air right now? I was interested. I saw it. I figured.
You know who makes it possible?
Well, let us know.
Discover.
Uh-oh.
Matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. Mm. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S.
That's a lot.
That take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Mm. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply.
Gotta love that. You gotta love that. And you know what else you gotta love? Is that we have some off the rails that will be coming up pretty soon here. I'll tell you what, just wait one more segment and you're going to get to hear Ilo hit us with some off of the rails type of material. I'm super excited about that. But before we get to Ilo and off the rails, let's go back out to these phone lines. Let's go to Georgia. We got James. What's going on, man? What you think? Good look, bad look? What something different? What we miss?
LeVar, man, I love your show, brother.
Thank you.
I like your commentary, and you're to the point, and you're also a common sense approach. I was going to comment on the Jackson. What's her name? The Jackson, the runner.
Yeah, Shikari. Shikari Richardson.
Yeah. Richardson.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No worries. You're good. Richardson. I mess up names too.
Your point about the choices, decisions, and consequences basically summed up. She made a bad choice, but I'm like you. Weed is not a performance enhancement drug, so it's unfortunate what happened to her. I think she made a bad decision, and unfortunately, she's going to have to live with that. Look for her to be running later and hopefully see some good out of her. The next thing I wanted to say was about, is it Simone Biles?
Yes, that's correct. Simone Biles.
I haven't heard any commentation. About her decision processes and what she goes through. I heard the swimmer say something, but heck, if that guy's head's not in the game and he jumps in the pool, I mean, what's the worst he does? He swims slow. If her head's not in the game and she goes off of a 30 foot. Yeah.
That's a great point.
Her head in the game is totally different than any other, in my opinion, Olympic athlete right now, because basically the moves that she makes, I mean, imagine being on that balance beam and making the wrong and not having your head in the game.
That sport, gymnastics and boxing.
Oh, it's catastrophic.
You're right.
I mean, you hit that balance beam or anything like that, or you go off
vault.
That vault. Man, come on, man. That's a great call. We appreciate that, James.
I was watching the Olympics, man, and the girl was doing her practice rounds on the uneven bars, and she kept falling on her face as she was practicing. Like, she was missing the bar as she was trying to do a a routine and just practice. She fell on her face twice, and just got back up and did it again. And so that's a great point.
But what type of physical, mental impact does that have?
And it didn't have an impact on her, because when it officially mattered, she killed it.
Knocked it down.
She killed it.
All right, well.
She learned from her mistakes. Killed it.
That's interesting. All right, let's go to Hank in Virginia. What you got, Hank?
My man, Hank.
Matt, gentlemen, I'm so happy. I walk out, you know, just turn the radio on, and much to my surprise and joy, you guys are on. So I had to call in, because if you guys remember, when this happened, I called in and said this was like systematic. When she mentioned strong black women, that's what she was pointing out to me. And I agree with her 100%. And I told y'all at the time, because they suspended her, I would not watch 1 second of the Olympics. And I haven't. Simply because of this. This guy wants to say she's going to have to live with her decision. That's systematic. It's a phrase used when you're in the courtroom and you smoke a little bit of weed and you go back to jail for whatever violation you had before.
How you know
it's
that?
It's very...
How you know that,
I've been there. Because I had an unfortunate incarceration to which for 143 days I sat and watched people come back to jail for stuff, for failing drug tests. Mm. And I'm like, come on, man. You know, that once you get in a situation like Sha'Carri was in, so what, man? She smoked weed. But the punishment just doesn't fit. You're overdoing things, and I was happy for her. I was right with her. Whether she won or not is what she was suspended for, is what gets me.
Mm, well, good call.
Now, wait a minute, you guys, look, before I jump off, I want to plug something on Fox.
Go ahead, plug
something.
If you're
anywhere near Pomona,
okay.
DJ, I promise you, LeVar, I promise you, if you go to the NHRA drag race, bruh, You'll be hooked. Go see Antron Brown. Okay, he's an African American dragster driver. They go over 330 miles an hour. Wow. Go see Cruz Pedregon. He's a Raiders fan.
All right.
They'll let you in their pits, bro. You can
how
go
you
right
know? Tell them
to
invite us then. How you know?
Because they come to Richmond drag.
Okay, well, next time they go to Richmond, tell them to reach out to us. We there.
Bam, there you go. We appreciate you, Hank.
They're in Pomona today.
Today.
Go.
It's too late.
That's too late.
They're going
to turn us away.
I got to go cook some ribs, man. Shouts out to you, Hank. You know, I do ribs on Sunday. You know, I don't miss on Sunday. I'm just cooking some ribs. how about we go to Steve in Kansas. We probably got to end it after this one, so if we didn't get to you, we apologize. But what you got, Steve?
Oh, man, great show today. Let me tell you, Sha'Carri should be running in that relay, dog. This is not right. She better be back in Paris to take some starch out of the Jamaicans. And watch out for Simone Biles, man. She ain't finished yet. She's going to pull a Willis Reed here and come out on that beam or something. You know, I mean, she don't take kindly to – there's not a quitting bone in her body. Mm. And let me tell you, all these people that are running their mouths now, you just wait till she comes out like a ghost, like Willis Reed, and plucks a gold medal out of the air on Monday.
If she does it in that vault, which is not easy, all respect. That's not an event you want to come back to after saying you have a mental health issues. That's not easy.
Mm. Well, we appreciate the calls on that one. And listen, the story's being written still for both young ladies. Wish them the best, obviously hoping for the best. Mental health, any health first. And as far as with Sha'Carri, the best songs are redemption songs, if you ask me. So we all fall down. It's a matter of if you're going to get up or if you're going to stay down. And I got this just weird, strange feeling, TJ. Sha'Carri Richardson is already off the ground. She's not staying down there. So let's go to Ilo. Ilo, what's trending, sir?
What's trending? What's this about you making ribs today?
Yeah, you know, that's what I do, man.
Okay.
And LeVar cooks every single day.
That's what I do, bro.
Now, is this at home or in the well-equipped Fox Sports Radio courtyard outside the studio?
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, I could bring me my air fryer here or something like that, get a little generator battery pack going, and I could go ahead and fire it up right there in that little area right there right outside of the studio. You dig?
Oh, I dig. Dig in. That's what I'll be doing.
Digging in. Yeah, man.
At the Olympics in Tokyo on Sunday night, fellas, Italy's Lamont Marcel Jacobs won the gold medal in the men's 100-meter final. Jacobs,
you know, he was born in the United States.
Yes, he was born in El Paso. Yeah, lived there for the first 18 months of his life.
So it's like we really won.
Yeah. Basically. That's why I brought that up. Yeah.
I know what you were doing.
His dad got stationed over there, so yeah.
Sure.
He's Italian now.
Okay, let's go with it.
Okay. All right.
America's Lamont Marcel Jacobs.
that ran for somebody else.
By way of Italy.
Okay.
By way of Italy. Right. Via Italy. He won it by 400th of a second over America's Fred Curley, so Curley takes home the silver medal. Earlier on Sunday, America's Xander Schauffele won the gold medal in men's golf by one shot over Rory Sabatini. The brackets are out for the quarterfinal round of the men's basketball competition. Team USA is going to play Spain on Tuesday. The winner meets either Australia or Argentina in the semifinals. In the NHL this morning, San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane denied allegations of game-fixing by his estranged wife, who claimed in a social media post yesterday that he bet on games against his own team. The NHL announced last night it intends to conduct a full investigation into the allegations. Finally, to something to keep your eyes on, a story that's going to be developing now here in the near and long future, the owners of the NFL's Buffalo Bills and the NHL's Buffalo Sabres are seeking a brand new stadium for the Bills to be built in Orchard Park as well as renovations to the...
He's a Penn Stater, Ilo.
Oh, well, okay. There we go, right okay. there. All yeah. right.
All right, go ahead. I'm All sorry. Right. We got a new ice center in Penn State because of Pegula. It's called a Pegula Ice Center.
Ah, I know where you're bred. Anytime there's anybody with a connection to Penn State, LeVar, I can just sense your ears perking up at the mere residue of Penn State.
We all know who we are, you know what I mean? Because we are. You know what I mean?
By the way, this is not a political comment or anything, but I just found out that Hillary Clinton's father was a former Penn State football player,
you know,
way back in the day.
I did not know that. Now, you got me on that.
Look
one.
At me.
I'm going to have to go immediately. I won't even wait until the show is over. You just got me kind of excited there, Ilo.
Check the 1930s, I believe, is what it was.
That's way before my time, but let me check it out.
So they're looking to build a new stadium for the Bills in Orchard Park. They're also looking to renovate the Sabres Arena in downtown Buffalo. But here's the catch. The Buffalo News reports that they are initially asking for the $1.5 billion project to be funded entirely by public funds.
You know what I don't get about that?
What's that?
When they publicly fund the stadium, when they sell the team, they should give some of that money back.
The public, yeah.
Yeah, they should give some of that money back to the public. The public is paying for it, and then when the owners sell it, that stadium is valued with the team like they paid for it. Make that make sense, please.
Right, well, that's the catch. So according to this proposal, the new Bills Stadium would technically be owned by the county. So it would be owned by the county, but the Bills are pushing for the stadium and asking it to be built entirely with public funds. And the paper reports that New York State officials consider the idea a non-starter.
Non-starter.
So, right.
Wow.
So I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a little bit more about this in the future. Back to you guys.
Well, we'll be right back to you.
And the owner of the Bills, where did they go to school at?
Just one of them went to Penn State.
Trying to hustle people. That Penn State education got the hustle in them.
No, we're not trying to. We are hustlers, but we're just trying to make sure it makes sense. You know, S and C. Sense and sense. You dig? All right, don't laugh with me. Anyway, thumb wrestle you on the break. So let's have this conversation real quickly. We're going to go to break soon because obviously we already started the off the rails just now. You know what I mean? With TJ. See, TJ, he gets a little emotional when I talk about Penn State because obviously we're better in football than Oregon State. But that's besides the fact. Let's that was a transition. That's a transition into football out of the Olympics. And, well, there was a video that surfaced this week of Trevor Lawrence dropping dimes. And one of them was dropped on Tim Tebow. And this was not a dropping dimes snitching dropping dimes. He threw some pretty nice balls. And Tebow was making catches it made me wonder, and this is a very short conversation because obviously I don't know that it is a long one just yet until, well, maybe some other things kind of pan out and develop. But we just on the heels of hearing about Kelvin Benjamin getting let go for being too heavy and not being in the proper shape. And, you know, he had some really, really direct words for Judge as a coach and felt a certain type of way about things were handled. But all the while, you got a guy who's been out of the game much longer than Kelvin Benjamin, doesn't even play the position, which both of them did not play tight end, but one was a receiver and caught the ball while the other was a quarterback. There are all kinds of reports that they may use Tim Tebow as a wildcat switch up like Taysom Hill type of quarterback in certain situations for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But he did make a big catch in practice. A big catch, singularly, in practice.
Was there a defense guarding him?
Yes, there was a defense out there.
Oh, it was just no D-line.
It was a pressure.
I know what I
saw. It was a rollout drill.
Yeah.
He rolled out and
I don't know if Tebow was covered. I think it was just
he was covered.
On air.
No. He was covered.
Okay.
He caught it in traffic. I actually went to the ground when he made it. So should we be taking this Tim Tebow situation seriously? Do you really think he's going to make this roster?
I'm not going to lie. Initially, I said there's no chance. Tebow's going to be on the practice squad, and they're going to call him up for some games.
Wow.
And you bring up Kelvin Benjamin. Tebow's going to show up in shape.
Yes, he is.
He's not going to show up 17 pounds overweight.
He's going to give you everything you're asking
for. He's going to give you everything
within
you're
reason.
Asking for
within
and
reason.
Then some.
Within reason.
We're talking from an athletic standpoint.
Yes.
And then some. And he's going to be a leader of men. And so I initially thought there's no way he's going to make this team. But I believe he'll be on a practice squad. And with the way the rules are, he'll get called up for some games. I don't know if he can be a Taysom. He doesn't have the explosiveness and the quick twitch
at all
that Taysom Hill has. And I don't know if you want to take the ball out of Trevor Lawrence's hands as a rookie. You kind of want to let him just get out there and play. But, yeah, I do believe Tebow will make the team via the practice squad. I really do.
Wow. I'm thinking that it's becoming more and more realistic as well to see this happen. And that would be one hell – or, well, in his case, one heavens of a story to sit and watch play out. Even if he's just on the roster, that's still going to be a story that plays out.
I'm eager to see how he holds up during a preseason game against that blitzing linebacker or that defensive end. How will he hold up?
Yeah.
He looked like he got good size on him. That's for sure. Now, having that size on him and blocking somebody that's trying to get to the quarterback is another story.
Like a Von Miller or you know, them defensive ends coming off them edges. But we'll have to wait and see, but that's still an interesting storyline. We're going to take a quick break, but coming back on the other side of this break, you'll want to stay tuned in because we are going off the rails with Isaac Lowenkron. You're listening to Fox Sports Sundays. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada sitting in for Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back into the show, Fox Sports Sunday. I'm LeVar Arrington, joined by my guy, Who's Your Mama, if you're from Pittsburgh. And, well, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I call him Who's Your Mama every once in a while. But to you other people out there, you know, he's known as, well, TJ Hushmanzada. You know, he's a giant killer. So it's come to that time of the show where, well, it gets a little weird, a little interesting, a little awesome all at the same time with our guy, Mr. Ilo, Isaac Lohenkron, as we go off the rails.
We all do double takes at curious headlines, but it takes a keen eye to make sense of them. Here's our man reporting on the theater of the absurd. It's Isaac Lohenkron, and this is Off the Rails.
LeVar and TJ off the rails this week. A seemingly serendipitous bit of cross promotion gone awry.
Uh-oh.
On Wednesday, during TNT's telecast of All Elite Wrestling, Nick Gage used a pizza cutter to slice open the forehead of opponent Chris Jericho. Listen closely as moments after Gage uses the pizza cutter to make Jericho's forehead look like a robust marinara.
Ew.
The telecast cuts to a picture-in-picture commercial for Domino's Pizza.
Oh, the irony.
Listen.
The irony.
Nick Gage with the pizza cutter in hands. Carve him up. That's what he's going to do. Chris Jericho. Already a bloody mess. Oh no.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh no. You got to stop it. Continue through the break in picture. In picture.
When you order Domino's carry out,
Wow.
When you order Domino's pizza during this broadcast, you can get some Jericho marinara sauce on it. Signed by Jericho himself.
Here's the thing. This is what makes it off the rails. So this back-to-back pizza cutter demonstration and pizza commercial was actually a big hit among fans on social media. They loved it. But guess who did not find it funny at all?
Uh-oh.
Domino's!
Wow.
A spokesperson for Domino's told Front Office Sports, quote, "We share the concerns expressed about this incident and the content of this TV-14 rated program and are assessing our advertising presence on it going forward," unquote. Now, Front Office Sports reports that TNT has told Domino's the commercial placement was, quote, "an unfortunate coincidence," unquote. Now, I love me some Domino's pizza just like everybody else, but I don't understand what the problem is here that Domino's has when you're sponsoring pro wrestling.
Interesting. I'll tell you the problem that they have. You can't use a pizza cutter on Jericho or anybody else's head. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I got carried away. Oh, wow. I just wanted to be off the rails with you.
How many kids watching that like, oh, I'm going to try that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to try that.
Hey, come here, Jimmy. I'm going to take this pizza cutter to your head like the WWF, yeah, or WWE for some of y'all. All right, what else we got?
I just
like losing my mind when I start thinking about all of the chicanery that's connected to wrestling. I mean, why get offended? You know it's going to be over the top.
It'd be one thing if you were advertising for knitting at church on a Sunday morning, but I would think when you're sponsoring a pro wrestling event where the least violent thing that occurs is somebody smashing a metal folding chair on top of somebody's back, there will be a little leeway towards the content of the advertising, don't you think? I'm just saying.
I mean, maybe you would have thought it, but don't you think that you would get that kind of pre-approved? I mean, just thinking out loud, can we get it pre-approved what it is that you're planning on doing with the picture-in-picture advertising with our product?
I mean, if they did the pizza cutter just one segment before, would they still have a problem? And the bottom line here, and I don't know how into pro wrestling you guys are. I'm not into it anymore, but I used to be hugely into it during the golden era of the late 80s.
When it was the WWF.
Exactly. When I still thought it was real, but that's another story.
NWO.
It is real.
Well, I sense a certain tension developing here, but I'm just saying, again, I love me some Domino's pizza.
Okay.
But Domino's is aware that this wasn't a real act of violence. He did not actually slice his forehead open with a pizza cutter, and that wasn't real blood, and that wasn't really
And that
an
wasn't
injury.
Really Domino's pizza either.
I mean, they advertise on like movies like The Terminator, and they know that that's not actually real violence. And the one final thing I would say off the rails, fellas, okay. is, in my real life, I have attempted to use an actual pizza cutter to cut pizza, and it never works the way you want it to work. I'm just saying, you try and use the pizza cutter, and the slices stick together, and it doesn't go all the way through.
The cheese starts to move around.
Oh, isn't that horrible?
Come off. You're right, Ilo. I'm upset about that. Why do pizza cutters not work the way they're supposed to work?
I'm just saying, lighten up, Domino's. And as you said earlier, out of the whole thing, it was great free publicity for them. So take a chill pill.
Yeah, well.
Along with your extra pepperoni.
There you go. And that is Ilo, Isaac Lohenkron. And that was off the rails. And yes, that was truly off the rails. Ilo, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It made a whole lot of not sense. And that's what I really, really liked about it. TJ, we got a lot to talk about here, a lot to get to. We're going into hour three. Surgeon Strong, baby. You know what we're coming back in with? Something about the Big D. Coach McCarthy. Is it Coach McCarthy? Is it Dak Prescott? Is it Ezekiel Elliott? I don't know. Somebody knows. We're going to look at it, but I do know this. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it will be Dallas Talk. You're listening to Fox Sports Sunday on Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.